ladies and gentlemen, we're back with another Geek Culture Congress. I am your host, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, here with the famous and very funny Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what's going on?
I'm famous and very funny.
Yes, you are, man. Yes, you are. And then a Joey franchise will be showing us later, but we are going to get into some Predator review time. So anybody who wants to go see Predator this weekend following up, which is the 14th, I believe.
Yes.
In case you're listening to this past the 14th, this is a dated podcast. So yeah.
This is definitely not a Thursday release movie.
Yeah.
That's my first review.
There's not going to be no lines waiting.
It's not going to be a Thursday release for this one. There's not going to be people getting off work say, "Hey, midnight tonight, you want to go see Predator?" That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it was so. You know, I said a lot of people that have asked me so far, because me and you both watched Predator together.
Yes.
We actually got to see the preview a couple days ago.
It was a bonding moment.
A very a very bad movie that was good.
Oh, see, man, we're already disagreeing. And we shared popcorn.
But it was very bad, though. You know, it was very bad, but it had its entertaining parts, should I say. Kind of like a blow-up doll, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably not the way you want to do it, but, you know, it'll get the job done.
It was like going to a Latino person's house and having collard greens. And you're like, This is not bad.
Yeah.
It's just not the normal collard greens I'm used to having.
Exactly. See, we're there, though. I agree. Yeah. I completely agree there. See, I really enjoyed The Predators, the Robert Rodriguez movie. And a lot of people didn't like it for whatever reason. I enjoyed it because it was a little bit more about the comic booky world of Predators.
Yeah,
and
that's the one where they went to the Predators planet, correct?
And they have these planets that are like, they're hunting planets. And they just throw random aliens. There could be humans. There could be random aliens from whatever the galaxy. Even aliens from aliens that we know as aliens from the Aliens movie.
I'm having didn't Danny Glover appear in that movie briefly again?
Someone
appeared in there. Remember, he was a crazy guy. He was like, "How'd you get
somebody
here?"
Reach out to us on the email geekcongress101@gmail.com.
And remind us
if that happened or not, or post on the Facebook page or the Instagram, and let us know, because I don't know if I want to go through watching Predator 2 again or Predators again to figure it out. Sorry. I want to say that he probably wasn't, or maybe he had a side role.
Yeah, because there was a crazy guy in like a temple who knew about the Predators, and I thought it was maybe Danny Glover. Okay. Sorry, the little interjection.
But anyway, we're talking about Predator, which is coming out in the movie soon, and, you know, it's kind of like the Sharknado of sci-fi flicks, you know what I mean? It's kind of like one of those, it's a disaster, you know it's going to be a disaster, but you're going to want to watch it anyway?
I compare it to like Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
It's like,
I had somebody compare that to me.
This is not realistic, and this is going to be a lot of cliche lines, but if you're going to do that, it's like, it's almost you can't judge it. It's like, yo, if you're going to do that type of movie, then do it well. It's like, you can't compare Lil Uzi Vert to Nas. You got to compare Lil Uzi Vert to Tekashi 6ix9ine. And you know
it's
what I'm saying?
It's like two different races, you know what I mean?
Yeah, be the
two
best.
Different breeds. There
be
you go.
The
two
best
different breeds.
Trash you can possibly be.
It was very, like I said, it was so bad. It was actually okay.
I don't think it was pretty good. You know what I thought about the Predator? I'm going to give it
in a bad way.
It's really funny.
It is funny, though.
It's funny. And it's not funny like, look how that guy got his head cut off. You know how Nightmare on Elm Street got funny?
Yeah.
It's not funny like that. No. Like, it's written funny.
It is written funny. And Shane Black, of course, he writes kind of funny like that.
Yeah.
The cast
I thought was funny. That could have been really bad.
Oliver Dunn plays one of the protagonists in the movie. And not to spoil it for you, but I kind of missed the part where she got military training.
Olivia Munn.
Yeah, Olivia Munn, Olivia Munn plays. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you made her a man. You said Oliver Dunn.
No, I said Olivia. Did I say Oliver Dunn?
I don't know. Sure.
That's how bad the movie was. I'm changing names of the actors, okay, and actresses.
Yeah, yeah. I thought the cast was really good.
Yeah.
That kind of what you said about Predators, that's what I thought made Predators good. They had a really good cast. I think Adrian Brody was in that.
Yeah.
That was a really good cast. Topher Grace was in Predators, I want to say. Good cast.
But the cast in Predators was good because he tried to, like, give you some Predator, you know, comic book feely Predator background to it, you know, and it had that sci-fi, you know, that vibe that, man, is this guy going to survive? Kind of like, you know, this one is just kind of like all over the place.
Yeah, there's several plots going on.
Yeah, there
is. It's like they were like, hey, we're going to make 3 Predator movies. And the studio was like, no, you're not. You're going to combine that all into one movie. All right. Just give us the money.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll do. Give us the
money. Yeah, we'll write some jokes in it.
Yeah. But overall, I give it, if I was going on a scale of 1 to 10.
Ooh.
It's a 6.
That's a big scale.
It's a 6. It's a 6. It's something you can enjoy if you just want to just enjoy. And it was funny.
I'd say it was a flat 5, man, for me.
Flat 5 for
flat
you?
Flat 5. You know, yeah. You're either going to hate it or you're going to just be like, eh.
Well, could you take a flat 5 home and marry it because of her personality?
That depends on your options.
Well, it's September.
It is so September. There's not a lot of movies out there, guys.
There's not a lot of options.
So if you really
Predator's
hit
coming
that,
home with us. Predator's getting a ring.
You want to hit that popcorn, that movie popcorn taste in your mouth? You're probably going to want to watch
Predator
that Predator movie.
Predator survives cuffing season. If it was the summer, Predator doesn't make it.
Oh,
I recommend people, if you're a fan of the franchise, I would recommend go seeing it.
Really?
Yes. If you have a fan of the franchise and you have disposable income and maybe MoviePass.
And so maybe some free passes or
I enjoyed but I'm not going to see it again. But when it comes on video, I'm gonna watch it.
You're gonna try and watch it again?
It's gonna be one of those movies that like, oh, this is on, I'll watch this.
Okay, all right.
Because I fair enough. It was really funny.
It was funny. And the last line in the movie is the the last part of the movie that made me laugh the best.
Yeah, that's the most corniest thing.
That's the most corniest thing ever. But it was just so unexpected that it made me laugh. And if you notice, everybody in the movie theater clapped at the end of the end of that.
Yeah.
Not because of the movie, it's just because of that one line at the end of the movie.
And listen,
you never would expect it.
Look at all the Marvel connections in there.
Where
Thomas Jane played the played the Punisher.
Uh huh.
Boyd Holbrook played the villain in Logan.
Yes.
Olivia Munn was Psylocke.
Right.
In X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
And
I'm still wondering how her character got military training.
Everyone north of the Mason-Dixon line automatically gets military training. You never been to Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
they all have military training.
Oh, no.
She was an Ivy League scientist.
How do you know how to use an M16 already?
All Ivy League scientists know how to use M16s. It's just that, remember how, you know how Indiana Jones could just fight and use a whip?
Yeah.
If you're an archaeologist, you just learn that.
Oh, it's something you pick up. Not necessarily. He had whip training or something.
I took 4 years of biology. I could use a katana by the end of that. And don't ask me how. It's just part of the curriculum.
I just want to know. And we'll try not to spoil it for you guys, but if you can answer me the questions about the dogs in the movie, I would really appreciate it. Please, okay? Just pay attention to the dogs in the movie, okay? You'll know what I'm talking about when you watch it.
Yeah. The Bulletproof Afro dogs.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem.
No, there's the one. There's the one regular dog.
The regular.
I don't understand.
You've never had a pit bull just follow you and want to be with you? You've just never happened to you speeding your entire life.
I don't understand, though.
Pitbulls walk up to me all the time and just like, take me home. Like, yo, you got an owner. He's like, I don't care. There's something special about you.
Predator, you could have been so much better.
I think you're critiquing this a little too hard.
Yeah, we are. Guys.
I wouldn't be surprised if it gets...
Watch it at your own risk. How about that?
I wouldn't be surprised if it gets a Golden Globe. I'll be honest with you.
For what? Best screenplay or something?
It's right up there.
Screenplay music?
For me, it's right up there with Steve Zissou and the Aquatic.
Special effects.
I'm telling you,
it was kind of gruesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty gruesome. It was some deaths there. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. There will be another one. Me and you debated this at the end.
You think so?
And you were like, there's not going to be another one. No. You can still conjugate Predator.
Well,
so they had Predator, Predator 2, The Predators, Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
Next is just going to be Predator Fast and Furious.
Predator
It'll
Fast
be Vin
and
Diesel
Furious with some Alien
in a Mustang.
And maybe some Terminator 2.
Yeah. And the Predator will be spliced with a car, and they have to defeat the car.
Right.
It's gonna happen.
We were critiquing this. We already went about like 2 minutes past. We said we were gonna critique this movie. So, watch it at your own risk. How about that? It is entertaining and maybe a hangover kind of way.
Yes. That's a good. Yeah. Very good.
So Predators. Yeah, it's in the movie theater the 14th of September. Watch it at your own risk. Okay?
Yes.
Moving on here, Geek Culture Congress. We have, of course, the very famous and talented Mr. Joy franchise runs the nighttime here, in Tampa Bay on Wild 94.1.
It's good.
What's up, Joy?
I missed you guys. What's up?
What's going on?
I didn't even see you come in. You just appeared as if in a mist.
It's magic.
Yeah.
Ninja.
Maybe like a predator.
Loki, I was here. I was, you just couldn't see me. I had that whole Predator.
Go see it. Go see it, Joey. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't wait. That's why I couldn't be around and hear you guys talk about it.
Go see it so you get, share the same hate that I have for it.
Okay. Or maybe Joy.
So there's more things happening in geekdom that's going on in the news, in the headlines. This is something that's very unfortunate. The Hollywood Reporter reported that supposedly Henry Cavill, who is the famous actor who plays Superman in the DC cinematic universe, reportedly will no longer reprise his role as Superman.
Crazy.
Mm. Crazy. Which that has recently been rolled back by an executive producer of Shazam, because he was supposed to do some scene in Shazam, mm-hmm. like a walk-on scene.
Yeah.
And I guess the negotiations for that fell through. So that led to this report on Hollywood Reporter. The producer of Shazam posted on Twitter that he still has his quote-unquote cape in his closet.
Yeah.
And more announcements coming soon.
So what I understand, the agent is the one that's saying we're still in negotiations.
Yeah.
And I think they were trying to do additional films because he's in for 6 and he's already done 4.
Right. So he's probably trying to get a contract for more.
For more films, you know,
not
yeah.
just the walk-on.
They're pulling a Le'Veon Bell on this guy.
So
Henry Cavill's holding out a camp.
It's all over. It's all over, like all over my nerd feed on my Flipboard.
Yeah, everybody's freaking out.
Henry Cavill is out of Superman. There's like 30 articles out. And it's already been rolled back by the executive producer Shazam. And also, I believe it was another. It was an official post on the Twitter of Warner Brothers that they have love and respect for Henry Cavill, and we love working with him.
Yeah,
and more announcements coming later, something like that.
Yeah,
it was more like, hey, you're not, you know, we're cool, you know.
It's making the Hollywood Reporter look bad.
It is.
It's making the Hollywood Reporter. But what? Look like.
So my question is to you: is the Hollywood Reporter like some kind of awesome news source for anything that happens in Hollywood? Because they just saw that report and they ran with it. Everybody else, Collider.com.
Maybe clickbait. I don't know.
I think Hollywood Reporter.
I don't think Hollywood Reporter does clickbait.
I think they had. They thought they had a good source, and probably. The source might have just been like popping off at the bar. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, hey, Henry Cavill, he ain't coming back.
I mean,
we're not going to be able to get it.
Because everybody's already like, you know.
Well, it's juicy because
have their feelings
because
about
there's problems in the DC, movie side of things.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, man, they're already, Ben Affleck ain't coming back because he's got drug problems. You know what I'm saying?
The DC universe is like New Edition in 2003. It's like, I want to go see them, but is Bobby going to be there? Johnny? You're like, you don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about watching another Justice League movie if Henry Cavill or this guy ain't there.
Yeah, I mean,
Ben Affleck.
I like Ben Affleck as Batman.
I really did. But it's more realistic to see him get replaced as opposed to Henry Cavill.
He does have a problem right now going on in his life. So, you know, maybe it might be hard for him to reprise Batman, especially when he's in rehab, you know?
Well, Speedy, you should be a superhero because you just threw Ben Affleck under the bus. You threw an entire bus at Ben Affleck.
Why?
We know he's a crackhead.
Definitely spilled the tea on Ben Affleck.
Well, we don't know what he does. We just know he's in rehab. It's common knowledge. It's all over the news.
Speedy's like, well, he can't be trusted.
I don't know. You know, he's the face of Batman. His inspiration of young kids everywhere.
Well, Batman wears a mask also. So
you know. Well, you know.
It's all relative.
It is all relative.
And he's rich.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know. I think Henry Cavill's. I just don't think they're sure they're going to wrap that whole DC thing around Superman.
So
they're thinking Wonder Woman or Aquaman or somebody, or maybe
they're coming out with a Supergirl movie and end up.
Yeah.
One of the arguments of why Henry Cavill is not going to be Superman anymore is because Superman is too old to be this aligned with Supergirl because she will be old as well, and he's supposed to be young. And I'm like, no. If you read the stories, you know that Supergirl got caught in a time vortex before she came to Earth. That's why when she came to Earth, Clark, Superman, was already a grown-up and already Superman when she landed on Earth.
Yeah.
So
this is probably the nerdiest thing you've ever seen.
It is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
On this whole entire since we've
like
been
my
doing
jaw
this
dropped. Like,
I was
wow. Education.
Your voice,
it's DC education, guys.
Your
talk
voice
about
was
DC
different?
Education. Well, we got the September 15th. Comes out the DC Universe app. I know you're signing up for that, right?
No. I'm going to bootleg it with somebody. Get somebody logging.
I thought we were doing a joint account. What happened?
Yeah, you know, we were going to do a joint account, ladies and gentlemen, but this is what happened, okay? what happened was is that you have to pay $75 in advance to get the 1 year subscription. So I don't know if I want to invest the $75 yet because I just don't know if it's going to be worth the $75 to me.
Don't put a price on our friendship.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm not. You know, if all three of us chip in, you know, we can make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Put something on it.
I put something down on it.
Yeah, something.
I put something down on it.
Something. We got to go three ways.
What's 75 three ways? That's 15 me. And you get each of y'all 30.
Is that, you know, rounded off to
you guys,
like
you guys got club nights. I have nothing going on. I'm spending money making my own movies. I deserve a break.
Go tell a joke. go somewhere. Yeah. Tell a joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tarik Lewis is available for bookings at your comedy club.
Yes.
Okay,
come see me. GoFundMe's up right now. Cash app him.
Look, I'll be an extra at your birthday party. Make it look like you have cool
friends.
Find
him on Facebook. Yeah. Give him a job, please.
But there's a rumor running around. Well, not rumor, but like Twitter's going crazy reacting to this whole Superman thing, talking about Michael B. Jordan playing Superman. Yeah,
that's just more clickbait, guys. Don't fall for it.
Fake news.
As a representative of the black delegation, I am not opposed to that.
I'm not opposed to that either.
I'm not either.
Especially
in
a different universe, Superman kind of.
Why not just
make
him Icon?
Yeah, that's cool.
The character Icon.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
I think we're all good. I think Superman will be back.
So anyway, back to this DC Universe thing. Now this DC Universe thing, I'm interested. Oh, are we going to go three ways or what? So we can review this
thing.
Pause.
Yeah, that sounded strange.
It kind of came off a little awkward.
Yeah. What happened?
The three-way thing.
No judgment. Okay, I was confused. No, I meant pay three ways. Sorry, for the DC Universe.
I would pay $25 just to see Young Justice.
Just to see Young Justice?
Yeah. I'm excited
for Young Justice is going to be on there, and then the new Titan show.
I'm excited for Titan.
All right. So are we agree? Yes, we're gonna go three ways on it. Yes or no?
We can split it.
All right, but you know, that means we're gonna have it for a year, and it's gonna be
That's perfect.
That's fine.
There in the pocket for a year.
Yeah.
All right. So look for a review of the DC Universe app coming soon, right here at Geek Culture Congress.
Shut up and take my money, DC.
Supposedly it's cool. I was reading some of the people who were reviewing. They got some kind of beta of it, and supposedly, like, if you're watching Flash, for example, like when something comes up. A new character comes up and says, oh, read about the origin of this character here. And you could click on it. Okay. And it takes you to like a little info page of the origin of Captain Boomerang or wherever shows up. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm there for that because I do that all the time. Like, I'm on computer. I Wikipedia people.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if it's true or not.
Yeah.
What has been all over the internet on the geek wire, should I say, all week or a couple weeks, and we haven't gotten to it yet, is the new images of the Captain Marvel movie. It came out Entertainment Tonight, or Entertainment Weekly, should I say, I believe.
Entertainment Weekly.
And I tell you, we got some new images of what the scrolls are going to look like. We have Nick Fury with two eyes.
Yeah.
And we have the official suit of Captain Marvel, her in the suit.
I think it looks dope. Yeah.
She looks legit. But people are saying that the Skrulls kind of look like the Dragon Ball Z character Piccolo from the movie. And they're already making memes and stuff like that.
Yeah, just wait for the CGI to kick in. Yeah. Those photos really don't do it justice.
Once someone's green with pointed ears, how much variation can you have?
I was like, it kind of looked like those Dark Elves, but with green.
They look like the Dark Elves, but the thing is, no one remembers Thor 2. So I can't even make that comparison.
Anyway, so we're looking forward to more news about Captain Marvel. As soon as that comes out, we'll get it to you here at Geek Culture Congress.
The pictures and the cast have me a little more excited than I previously was.
Interesting. Yeah, because now it has a different premise. And I believe now she's going to have her powers.
She's going to have her powers at the start of the film.
Interesting.
Try to figure out why the Skrulls are coming out of the ocean.
Because they're green. I don't
know. Because maybe they landed in the water?
I don't know why they're coming out of the ocean.
They probably landed their spaceship in the water.
To make themselves a darker green?
I don't know.
They're just going
to
do
salt water.
Maybe they need water to adjust
their skin tone?
I don't know. Or maybe they need water to unshape themselves. I don't know. I'm just guessing right now.
Yo, you find all the plot holes.
Yeah.
Love it.
Talk about plot holes when we're talking about, I'm so haunted by the Predator movie, guys. I'm sorry.
Anyway, you ruined it for me because I heard the nun was whack too.
Oh man, it's not bad. Like I said, it's bad but good. You know, you enjoy it.
He's talking like he's
hooking you up with his ugly cousin. She's nice, but
give me a review because you've been playing, and I don't have enough free time in my life. But Joey Franchise has been playing the PS4 Spider-Man video game.
Right.
Go tell me a little bit more about that. Just give us a review about that without ruining it for me, because I'm about to buy it probably today.
Yes, you should. Another reason for me why I ran a little late was because I'm in the process. Because
you were in the process of something?
This whole Spider-Verse.
We have Cam in the building PS4. Here too. Cam has been playing the Spider-Man.
First and foremost, add me on PlayStation because I just picked it up at Cam That Dude. There's no spaces. CamThatDude. Let's be clear about that. Next, I'm going and throwing my hat as far as one of the more ludicrous. Things to say.
Yeah.
Spider-Man might be game of the year.
Really? Why? Hands down?
I mean, there's
Joey, do you agree with that?
Yeah. Insomniac did a hell of a job. The story's amazing. Graphics are out of control. And there's so much going on.
Yeah, there's...
Is there so much going on that you're just kind of like...
I'm glad there's so much... At this point, I'm just glad there's so much going on.
Because it has those side... It has like side missions.
There's a lot of side missions.
Right?
I'll be in the middle of going to like... Yeah. Mary J.
And people are yelling at you, hey, help me. I need help.
And you'll
somebody
hear that.
Help me.
And then you feel that. Bad. Yeah. Then you feel bad passing by.
But what if you don't, though?
It's not that deep where...
But if you go full Venom and you just don't feel like full emo Spider-Man, you're just like, whatever, guys.
Well, it's not that deep where it's like people yelling from the street, help me. There's like, you'll hear like on the police banner where they're saying like, hey, this is going on.
On the radio.
You know, the radio, yeah. It's like, this is going on. We need backup. Then you swing over there and you go to handle business.
So it's not like, hey, Mary Jane saying like, Spider, can you go and get some wine from Trader Joe's?
No.
You got to swing in there undetected or something like that?
Not at all. It's okay. It's deep stuff. Like, it's like there's hostage situations, like bomb threats and stuff like that, that you have to go and like handle and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not repetitive. It's always something different as far as like what you're stopping for. Like, I think like there's one where they're holding up a bus. And then, like I said, there's a bomb. Then there's a car chase. Then there's a drug deal on the roof. There's cops getting into a firefight with the bad guys. Like, there's so much.
It sounds like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it is like, kind of a little bit like that.
Like Spider-Man's New York is wild. It's Jim Shorts underneath jeans wild. Like, yeah.
It's Harlem. Harlem in the 80s.
Yeah.
So tell me more, Joey. Tell me more.
Yeah, they weren't playing when they did this one, man. And like, you know, to add on like what Cam said, man, it's just there's always something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the storyline is great. I mean, your main villain right now is Mr. Negative.
Yeah.
Which is brand new. We've never seen him. Barely ever saw him in any type of.
I don't know enough about him.
Too. Exactly, I didn't know enough about him, which is dope because it keeps you more intrigued into knowing more about this character. I mean, you get more of his background, his story, and why he's what his motive is.
Right.
I mean, the negatives that I can take away from this game is it for it to be in New York and you not to cross paths with any other superheroes. Like there's odes and there's references to him, like Elias Investigations, the Embassy of Wakanda. Murdoch's law offices, the Avenger Tower, Doctor Strange's house, and everything. There's different references to other superheroes, but the fact that you're going across New York and like all of this
stuff
is happening,
going on, and you don't
run into any of them.
In the original one, like the one I remember, I had it for 64. The other Spider-Man, based off the cartoon, you like ran into
Human Torch, and Venom, and all this other stuff, and they're actually helping you.
Well, see, the problem is when this was made, the R was down, and the N running from Queens into the city was down for Reconstruction, so you can only get there by the D. And the D stops in Brooklyn. And once the D stops in Brooklyn, there's no way to get there after 4.
And then when it doesn't run local no more, that's it.
It's not kind of local, so you got to take the R back. So if you were Human Torch, then you don't have that many options. That's what makes him isolated. I understand what they was doing. Good job, Insomniac.
He went over my head with that one. But all right, what you say?
He took it up a notch with that.
That was real New York there. But yeah, like, definitely I say game of the year. And I know God of War is out there. Tomb Raider just dropped.
Yeah, so I tried that Tomb Raider.
Didn't Assassin's Creed Origins drop this year? Or was that last year?
I was reading a bunch of reviews that people said that like this game is kind of like a smorgasbord of everything good about like Assassin's Creed, Batman: Arkham Asylum. Yeah. What's the one with the Drake guy? The Uncharted. All these games that are like.
Yeah,
God of War, things like that. Like there's like a little thing in from all those great games in the Spider-Man game.
So So is there any game that's going to be coming out that might be able to beat Spider-Man in your minds?
In my mind, I would have to say, if there is and literally is going to be a shot in the dark, it would have to be Red Dead Redemption drops next year, right?
Or is it dropped Red Dead Redemption.
That's coming out soon. That's actually October.
Yeah,
October?
Red Dead Redemption
is going to be Spider-Man?
Depending on how, and I'm like, they dropped it too close to Spider-Man for me to care and actually play it right now. Shadow of the Tomb Raider, that could be one, because they always drop an amazing game. You always feel like you're playing an action game with that, with the stuff that she goes through. What else? I can't. Yeah, and that's all I can think of. Because like next year's Division, next year's Anthem, Destiny might get a look with Forsaken.
I have yet to play Destiny, guys.
You're missing.
I'm not a big fan of Destiny.
No. Destiny's, yo, if you love Halo, Destiny is just like playing Halo. Like Bungie really just took the, but it was Bungie's. I know Halo was created originally by Bungie, but
they said this is ours. We're just going to change
the
name and change
the whole formula. Forget you, Microsoft. And we're going to bring that feel over here to Bungie since you won't let us work on a pet project. We out. So, but yeah, I don't like. Those are the only games that I could really see to answer your question that could dethrone Spider-Man as potential game of the year, because they made a complete game.
So the top three right now, it's God of War in there.
Yo, top three, to quote Dylan,
game of the year. If you,
is Spider-Man, 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 Spider-Man.
All right, I'm going to go buy it right now, okay, guys?
Yo, you saw, like, I was sold. Like, I remember when they dropped the bundle pack. Me and this guy never had a PS4.
Ever.
Or haven't had, I've had one before, like, years ago. But
oh, so now you got a PS4 now.
Now I got
now
a PS4.
Now you got a PS4. Now you guys need to add me, DJ Speedy JR.
There you go. See? I am Joey, I am Franchise 5. Yeah.
I'm gonna add you right now. I got
and you guys
app.
Can play this one game that I like to play too.
What is that?
It's the Dreadnought game I was telling you about.
You did tell me about that.
So listen, I'm gonna have to get a PS4 so I can play this game. So I'm not gonna put up the 25 for the DC Universe unless somebody wants to spot me. I gotta spend the 400 on the PS4.
I know it. I'm late, but that's a wrap. Like, Superman has left the building.
No, man, we just talked about this.
I know I'm late.
Bro.
That's what I'm saying. I know I'm late to it.
But we just talked about it. It's
Superman
news.
Has left the building. Like,
it's fake news.
He's trying to get this check, man.
Because he's filming The Witcher at the same time. I don't believe that's fake news.
He's just trying to get a good deal.
I don't think it's
six or eight movie deal.
So I don't think it's a fake. Hold down camp, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's fake news simply because, like, the major places besides us, obviously, but like the major news outlets like IGN is reporting it, Entertainment Weekly. That's real talk.
But his agent came out and said,
so many his agent came out. Story. Warner Brothers
other
just twists tweeted
and turns
about
to the
it.
Story.
Listen, the British don't lie.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just don't understand.
Man, when Michael B. Jordan's about to take your job,
that's not gonna happen. Let me tell you, as an actor, Michael B. Jordan's taking plenty of jobs.
So that might be real. Like, when they brought up Michael B. Jordan, and I posted, I was like, yo, so we're just really going to pull out any and all stops? But I had to think about it, like, yo, Michael B. Jordan. might be real.
There's 32 black actors right now in real good shape who are only in shape because they were up for Creed.
Yes.
And Michael B. Jordan just got it.
Yes.
And you're just like, am I supposed to stay in shape now?
Yo.
Put
Henry
the hamburger down. Yeah. Get back in the gym.
Henry Cavill,
if
I was you, I'd pick up a phone and tell him I was just playing around because.
I'm telling you, it's a joke.
Terrence Howard that ass.
Yeah, Henry Cavill needs to stop thinking he's going to be James Bond.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He needs to stop thinking he's going to be James Bond.
I need Eldritch Alba to be James Bond.
He was barely all right in Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
he was in the last one.
It was okay not to see him play somebody outside of Superman.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Last one that was called Mission Impossible?
And he didn't have to do Fallout, much. He was just fighting at the time.
Yeah, Mission Impossible Fallout. Yeah, he was all right. That mustache was not worth ruining Justice League.
For real, it wasn't worth it.
Joey,
just to see him fight majority of the time, he barely had any dialogue.
Yeah.
Joey, you're the idea guy. I need you to get this to the people because you can get this to the right people. You got the ins and outs. We combine Predator with Mission Impossible.
I'm out.
But then on the video game,
follow me at Cam That Dude
on the video
Snapchat, Snapchat, Instagram, Cam That Dude, Instagram and Twitter, Cam That Dude. I'm out, Tyreek.
Thank you, Cam.
You doing too much, CK. I'm out. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Cam.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cam. We got to sign off as well because we got things to do and people to see. So, Mr. Tarik Lewis, let them know what you got going on in your universe.
You can find me out on Instagram and YouTube. I will be releasing a film soon.
Nice.
Very soon. And I'm just popping about the city. Hit me up if you need some comedic assistance Relief. So I can afford DC Universe.
Yes.
Or need some scripts.
If you got to afford to chip in, man. Come on, man.
Got to be able to afford to
chip. Come on, bro. You could do it. Yeah. You can do it, Tarik.
So make sure you follow me, too, on the gram and Twitter, at Joey Franchise, joeyfranchise.com. And, of course, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight on Wild 94.1. If you are out of the Tampa Bay area,
yes,
get on that app. Free 99.
Before we go, ladies and gentlemen, of course, follow me and my nocturnal life as a DJ if you want to. DJ Speedy JR. That's JR at the end there, like Speedy Gonzalez, arriba, arriba. And last note. We are covering MegaCon Tampa officially as media. Yes, our first official media coverage event at MegaCon Tampa is happening next weekend. So join us at MegaCon Tampa if you're in the local around the Tampa Bay area or even in Florida and you want to come out to a good comic convention. MegaCon does it really big and they're bringing it here to Tampa next weekend. So you don't want to miss out. I will be posted up in the artist alley with the Artemis Comics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He'll have issue number 2 of his Alienox, and he is also going to have we're hoping he'll have issue 2. But if he doesn't, he will have a variant cover of his issue number 1 available.
Dope.
Which I helped a little bit with the design of
it. Look at you over there, man. Curating on.
We also tweaked his script a little bit. So we're working, man. We're working hard. So check us out.
I see you with the co-writer credit, trying to be humble.
Yeah, check us out. Check out the comic book, Alienox. Go to Amazon.com and get it on Comixology or whatever. And support independent artists, please. Alienox, N-O-X at the end of the alien there. Okay, so that's it for our Geek Culture Congress. We're signing off. We'll see you at MegaCon next weekend. We'll be doing live podcasts, live interviews. Joey's going to be all over the Facebook and the Twitter and the we don't even have a Twitter yet. I don't know what I'm talking about. The Instagram and all that stuff.
Well, we'll be on that. We'll get a Twitter going.
Are we setting up a Patreon or a GoFundMe for the PS4
for
the DC Universe? Are we not? All right. We'll figure out how to use the people there.
Oh, man. Signing off another Geek Culture Congress.
Sponsors.
Coming soon. We'll see you next weekend live from MegaCon Tampa.
See ya.
See ya.
Peace.